Perek Shishi Seif Gimel. We are learning about kneading. Issa Lisha. Me'emosai Chayev Mishumlash. From what stage is one Chayev for the Melacha from Lisha kneading? Hanoisen Mayim Lekamach B'Shabbat. Somebody who puts the water into flour on Shabbat. V'loi Giblon. He did not mix it together. He just put the water, and the water itself seeps in. Nechleku bezer tanaim. There is a machlokes tanaim. Are you chayev on Shabbat? Now he does say in the footnote, in those days kemach wasn't so fine as the kemach which we have nowadays. Nowadays, if you put water into the flour, it wouldn't seep in altogether. But if you put it into flour which is not so thin, not so well made, but it's more thicker flour, then it would seep in. Or even if it is not flour, if you're talking about matzah meal is something which is more thick, not so fine. Such a thing, if you put water inside it, then it would seep in. And then you have the machloikas rishonim, if you are chayev mishum megabo, with putting the water itself inside it without mixing it in. That means that when one mixes it with one's hand, it joins together much better. But with the putting the water itself, even if you don't mix it, it still has some status of joinage. It does get together a bit. So there are some tanoim which hold that your chayev mishum lisha already with putting the water into the kamach, into the flour. The same thing would be if you put the flour into the water. The ikka is that one didn't do the act of mixing with your hand. The putting the water itself, the drainage between water and flour itself, is the machlekes rishonim if you are chayev on Shabbos mishum megabel mishum los, with putting the water inside it without mixing it. Ula alocha, that's roiv rishonim. La alocha, we take on that roiv rishonim. She'ein boy issa toya ala issa drabonim. There's no issa toya. Roiv rishonim hold, there's no issa minat toya to put the water inside it without mixing it. But that's mixes for rishonim. There are sefer trumas hold that there is an issa toya to go and put the water in itself. V'nagu l'hachne k'ashitot sheyesh bo issa toya. We take on l'chatchila, the linear, the stringent, like the shita that there is an issa mina toya to do it. We'll see later on there is a big difference if there is an issa to put in the water or not. If there's an issa to put in the water, we don't have a way to get out of this problem with a shinui. The Gemara says there's no shinui with putting the water itself. So if we have an ism and a toya putting the water inside the flour, then we wouldn't have any way of getting out of it. The problem, getting out the problem, doing with the shinui. So if we take on the chumrah, the chatchil, we take on the chumrah, then we wouldn't be allowed to do it on Shabbat. Ach b'mikrim mesuyamim, in certain cases, hekelu, they take on the lenient, kashitot, she'ein b'zeh is a toya. That we take on like the shitters, there's not awesome in our prayer to put in the water itself. So what did we learn here? We learned here that there is a machloikas if putting in the water without mixing it, that means putting the two substances together without mixing it with one's hand, if there's an awesome in our prayer or not. We take on the strict halacha is that there is no problem from putting the water inside it, min hatoya. But lachatchila we take on, and the minig is like that, to take on like the shita, that it is also min hatoya to put the water together with the mixture. That means to put the substance together without mixing it. Seif dalet, nesinas mashke av lekemach, putting some juice which is thick into the flour. doesn't mean only flour, it means any some substance which you want to make it thick. Could be also matzah meal. Afshin is bad, even though we learned sheish isa, there is an isa binasinas mayim lekemach, putting the water inside the flour, hainudatka b'mayim, only if it is water. Oy shemen, could be also oil. Look at them, I like it. Sheheim mechalchalim bekemach. They seep in to the flour. Mis'arvimbo, that itself, without mixing it, already seeps in. Avalam nois dover of. If you put something which is thick, she'einoi mischalcho bekemach, which does not seep into the flour. Kagoin mayonnaise. If a person puts mayonnaise into a, let's say, put into the egg. Ein b'nisinosa k'shelatmo iso. Right, the mutter. If a person will put mayonnaise into egg, let's say, or into salad. If it is thick mayonnaise, not thin, which flows, then it wouldn't go and seep into the mixture. So there's no issa for putting mayonnaise into a salad with the problem, that means there's no issa with the problem of putting it in. We don't have this machloikas rishonim in such a case. A person will put mayonnaise into a dough, not into a dough, into a flour, or you put it into a salad, the putting in from the mayonnaise is not problematic. Doesn't have the problem from this machloikas rishonim. Omnam but hainu dafke le'inim hashlav shenesina lemachal. Only with this state of putting it in, you don't have this problem. Avel ein legabel es hamayonez im hamachal. You know how to mix it in with your hands. Elefi klolei ha'heter shel gibul b'shinu. Only with the, like we learn later on, you're allowed to do it with a shinu. That means, saying like this, putting in the mayonez or something which is thick into the salad, into the egg, putting even into a dough, if you put some sort of hard oil which can't seep into the dough, can't seep into the mixture, then there's no issa from putting it there because it doesn't seep in. The whole issa from doing the nesina, putting the water inside it, is only because it seeps in and a certain amount of mixture comes with the putting it in. But if it won't seep in altogether, it will stay on the top, then there's no problem altogether putting it there. After you put it there, if you want to mix it in, you've got a problem, you have to do it with the shinui. So one learns from this halacha that if a person wants to make an egg salad on Shabbos, and he wants to put in the egg salad mayonnaise, or he wants to put in oil, the oil is much more problematic than the mayonnaise, because the oil seeps in, and it mixes together without you mixing with your hands. But mayonnaise does not mix together. So it's much, much better to go and do egg with mayonnaise than to do egg with oil on Shabbos. We're not discussing how you're going to mix it with your hands. We'll learn later on, you have to mix it with a shinu. But the putting in from mayonnaise or putting in from oil, with oil is more problematic because you've got the machloikas rishonim. But with mayonnaise, it's much, much better to do that on Shabbos.